pull and make a wish.
They pull them all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, did you do that?
Yeah, we do that. And when we cook, we had the chickens, we fix them so many different ways you fix them.
Uh-huh. Cut them up different ways?
You cut them up, but you cook them different ways. Cut them up one way, but you could fry, or you could boil it, or you could cook rice with it. You could fix so many different ways you could fix the chicken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like ice potato.
Did you grow rice around here?
Yeah, some people did, but we
didn't.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about corn?
Yeah, that's where we got our cornbread and grits.
Okay. Do you have your grits ground?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Grit. You got your grits and your cornbread. Your cornbread. I'd say. You see, they make the grits meal.
Mm-hmm.
And the grits and the cornbread all water grinded. I don't know how they did, but the meal.
Mm-hmm.
They came to what they call the water mill.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then you cook them and have grits for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Just call them grits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people call them homely.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The just plain grits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They call them grits now. A year or two way back yonder, a lot of people call them. I like homely.
Did you ever hear of a kind of homily that's the big kernels of the corn?
Mm-mm.
Like a white, you know. I think it's just the kernels. They boil it up somehow. It's dried.
Well, there's so many different things. But that back yonder then, they didn't do it. Because that's all the grits in it. And it. Meal.
Uh-huh.
No, that's better.
I'm gonna go home and get my puppy. Go to my sister's and pick up my puppy. Take her home and then come back. I'll feel
good. How about on the corn, the stalk, when it was growing in the fields? Has a little thing that sticks off the top of it. What do you call
Tulsa?
That? Yeah. What about the part that's around the ear of corn? Those are the...
That's silks.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like a leafy part on there too.
That's what you used to call bottom.
Uh-huh.
But blades is what we call them. And we used to pull that off to feed the cows.
Okay. Okay.
Did you? You strip it down and tighten bones.
Uh-huh.
And then hanging on upon that ear of corn. And let it hang till it got dry 2 or 3 days. And then tote it in and put it under the shed for the cows in the winter. And they beautiful.
Oh, just dry it out there in the field and all that.
They act like it was delicious. They act like they love that. That's what they call that part.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The blades of that corn.
And what about the kind of corn that you would eat?
Well,
would you ever eat it before, you know, like when it was still young? And...
Yeah, Rosemary's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we eat the same corn seed.
Yeah. Cook it like...
Cook while it was green. And then when it got dry, anybody ask you? Anybody in your answer to the phone?
I don't know. I guess they must have. It's not ringing anymore. I'll see you girls tomorrow.
Okay.
And what about when you have to take the outside part off of the ears? What do you call those?
Chip.
Okay. How do you make the cornbread? What do you cook it in?
You can cook it different. You cook it on top or top of the stove or by or in the stove.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Make a little thin cake, or you can make a what they call a pone of cornbread. Put egg and stuff it. Put it in the oven. Either one you want.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
But I like a little thin cake on top, cooked in a little iron pot.
What do you call those? The thin ones.